This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 26th of September, 1963. The title of this lecture is Summary 3, About Level 4 Auditing. This tape is 88 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Well, how are you today?
Fine.
Well, this is the last of these lecture series. Not that I'm going to stop lecturing, but I mean, you have to keep up with it to find out what's been changed. But this is the last of the review tapes. Let's just sort of bring you up to date and orient you with regard to Scientology. And this is the what? There's disagreement here. What's the date? 26th of September, AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. You've had Routine 3 now since 61. And this has gone through many vagaries and many vicissitudes. And one of the reasons it has, it is just about the most complicated tightrope that anybody ever tried to walk across the Grand Canyon on. Do not underestimate Scientology 4, goals and PCs, actual GPMs, and that's the first word I can give you about it. Do not underestimate the difficulty that you encounter in these. Just don't underestimate it. The thing which saves the bacon today is R3SC, which permits the discovery of a PC's goal on a PC who is too overburdened for the goal to read. The reason a PC's goal cannot be found is, of course, the case is too overstimulated by present time exigencies for the auditor to get any kind of reads on the actual goal channels. That's why goals don't bang and rocket read when you first come close to them. It's just too much re-stimulation. Now, getting the surface facsimile out of the road, which means is softening up the two top RIs, which are the most re-stimulated RIs in the bank, by R3SC, brings us into a position then to have a numerous category of things against which to list present-time goals. We're talking about a raw meat PC, and the finding of those goals has been the most time-consuming activity. But with R3SC, you get a variety of things which you call service facsimiles, and all you want to know is what goal do they fit. And you will wind up, if you've got five or six things which you found as service facsimiles on the PC, the one which produced the most tone arm action is the one you want to list goals against. And it won't be really the RI, you understand, of that goal, but it will give you the entrance point to the goal. Let me give you an actual example. We get, without too much brain work, or fortuitousness or something of that sort, but just using your routine assessments for R3SC, we get some categories such as auditing. We get insects, and we get bodies, and we get gathering data. Now, these are the things which were run with rightness and wrongness and which produce tone arm action on the PC, and we look at these things, and we find the one that seemed to be in for the long haul, well, it was a tie between gathering data and bodies. And gathering data, however, is picked off a list and wasn't assessed. So it is somewhat questionable, but the other actually was listed too. You know, in other words, it was chosen more carefully. And although the goal was not found by this system, it was quite obvious that if one had asked the PC to have listed goals against bodies, which gave excellent tone arm action, the PC, of course, would have come up with a goal to be dead, which was the present time goal. It's quite obvious. You see. The PC right there on the verge of cognition, don't you see? What goal would relate to bodies? And, well, there'd be to live, to be alive, to kill everybody, to be dead, and that would be your rocket read, and away you'd be, right? Away you'd go. Get the idea. So the R3SC opens the door on goals finding such as we've never had it open before, because it carries with it the deletion of the restimulating factors, so that you take the fact goals weren't easily findable was the over-restimulation of the top RIs of the PC's actual bank. Now, that's why goals were not easily findable. And that's also why you couldn't get nice, big, gorgeous rocket reads on your PC, because of the over-restimulation of those two top RIs of the present-time PC's actual GPM. It's elementary, don't you see? The more beefed up those two top RIs are, they're sitting right there in present time, and the more havoc is being created in the PC's environment because of the fixed ideas in there, naturally, the more out of session the PC is, just for that. You see, he's not under the auditor's control. He's too worried about his present time problems and all that sort of thing. Now, to parallel what the mind is doing is, again, and always has been, the basic mission of processing. Find out what the mind is doing, and then parallel that with processing, and you're going to get large quantities of results. So what is the mind doing? The mind is holding in the PC's two postulated RIs, which are based on his last goal, and he's just busy, 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 busy. See? And those two RIs are right here in present time, and let's say one is blackboards, you see, and the other's chalk, to be nonsensical about it, don't you see? Now, out of that, we will have locks, such as teaching, school, instructors, you get the idea, studying, all of these kinds of things will come off of it. We find, you see, we don't have to find the RIs. We have to find the goal they fit to, you see. And blackboards and chalk, let's say, those are the two top RIs, to use something not very banal. And we eventually get studying, see, and we get instructors, and we get some other things to serve as facsimiles. Well, all the time we're doing this, we're taking charge off those two top RIs, you see? Now, they're what's causing the present-time difficulty. But, of course, what's supporting them in place is the goal to which they are attached, which is earlier than them. And we find out that here they are, blackboards, chalk, but we get studying, instructors, that sort of thing. Well, we eventually list, and we get school and so forth. We eventually look at these things, and we find out that school produced nice, healthy tone arm action when we were handling it on R3SC. It was very healthy, very healthy. So we just list some goals against it. We just say what goals might relate to schools, you see, or something like that. And the PC comes up with to be ignorant, and that is the present time goal. And then because you've taken off the burdening that was on top of it, that burdening, of course, permits this goal now to RR. Otherwise, you might not get that goal to RR, don't you see? So then you know the goal for sure, and you can recognize it easily. And if you miss on that goal, and you pick up, as is quite common, an earlier goal on the track that is RRing, your checkout and so forth of that goal will then lead you in a position where you can oppose that goal with lists and get the present time goal. Okay? So you can tackle this thing in various ways, and it enters in various channels. And it is not uncommon to, after you've listed your R3SC, service facts that you have found, so-called, you've listed those things. It's not uncommon to pick up such a goal as, let us say, to know. And, I don't think this is a present-time goal. See? I don't think so. But you check this out, as I will take up in a moment, and you find out that it is not the present time goal, but you still have entered the goal's channel. You're still now in a very, very fortuitous position, because all you've got to do is oppose it. See, get a new goals list, you come up with another goal, check that's the PT goal, it's not. So you oppose that and check another one, you know, and oppose that, you know, and check, you know, you get the idea. No matter what goal you find then, no matter what goal you find of the PC's actual GPMs, you can oppose it and walk up the bank and find the present time GPM. And then you can find, by listing, the two top RIs, and your PC goes off like a well-oiled bomb. Why? Because you've walked him back in to the guts of the service facsimile, and you're taking off the case rapidly all of the restimulating factor of present time at one fell swoop, crash. And if you don't think that won't give you tone arm action. You see the system of programming. Your mission is to get onto the goals channel. And once you're on the goals channel, to goal oppose until you get the present time GPM. And when you've got that, you want the top. Now listen carefully, because this is a change. You want the top terminal. This is the way you handle a truncated GPM, because that top one is the hardest one to find the two top items for, because it is not completed. So therefore, the goal hasn't spent itself out. It's very easy to get the top RI of a formed goal, because the op term, of course, is some direct conduct of the goal, and the terminal, the PC, now has turned against the goal, and so it would be some anti-goal thing. See, that's very easy on a completed bank. But on these banks, which are present-time GPMs, these things maybe have been formed in very recent times. There may be only a few RIs formed in the thing, and you don't know where to hit it. You don't know where to hit it. But it is easier to hit it as a terminal for this reason. You can ask the PC, what are you in present time, don't you see? What are you in present time that relates to be ignorant, see? And he can list that, but you say, what would to be ignorant oppose, you see? What? You're just asking him, what's the whole bank? Or what is the last item, top item of to be ignorant, or something like that, that is an opposition? And, well, what is it? You see, it might be a version of the goal, clear up at the top, don't you see? It might be down to the middle, just where the thing is turning, don't you see? Some innocuous, indifferent thing. This is too hard to do. But you can say to the PC, because you're telling him to go to the drugstore without telling him what town he's in. Don't you see? And very hard to do. So the truncated GPM gives you a very special case. It's a special case. On all other actual GPMs, you can list for the top op term, but not on the present time one. There you want the top terminal. And if you list for the top terminal, you're actually, he will Hobson Jobson it over and answer this question, what am I in present time that represents this goal just now? See, that's more or less. And he can list that, because you don't have to send him to the drugstore to find the drugstore. You say, well, who is going to the drugstore? And he can find that. See, you don't have to ask him, well, where are we sending you to from no place? You'll find the PC gets very baffled at this type of action. So then, you can now take that from the top and go on down the bank to the bottom, and take out the bottom plus one. You may have to find the next goal to get the bottom opposition terminal of the bank. But you want that discharged. You want the goal as an RI discharged. You want that reliable item totally flat, and you want what it opposes totally flat. You want the PC out of that bank before you then repair the bank. Why? Because the goal is an RI, of course, and its opposition hold everything fixed and rigid in the bank until they are gone. So the proper programming to take on any actual GPM, program of an actual GPM for any GPM, see, any actual GPM, no matter where it is located, is to find the top RIs, the last RIs, and they're very easy to find. I don't care whether you list for an opposition terminal or the terminal, you see, on an ordinarily totally formed GPM, don't you see? Doesn't make much difference, but it makes a lot of difference on that present time one. So you find the top RIs and go down the bank. Go down the bank, clear to the bottom, and clear it all out all the way down as best you can. And then turn around and inspect the whole plot again to find out if anything is still ticking that you have found. Anything you've listed for and found as part of that GPM, is it still ticking? And if you have one that is still ticking, you assume, now get this very carefully, you assume that the list from which it came is incomplete. You see, it is not that it has not been properly opposed. Yes, it's been properly opposed, but it's still ticking. So that says it came off a list which was incomplete. Now, let me give you the idea. You've got the item blackboards ticking, and you got blackboards, you see, by saying who or what would chalk oppose. And you listed that, but you've got blackboards still ticking. So that means who or what would chalk oppose is incomplete. This sometimes doesn't show up, by the way, until after you've done the whole GPM. I mean, you thought you had it at the time, but you come back later and you find out you have something still ticking. Well, students have had a bit of trouble with this, trying to get this straight, so I'll just tell you that it is a point of trouble. So make sure you get this one. If you find something ticking on the repair of a bank, it means the list from which it came is incomplete. You don't try to do anything with that item. Actually, you abandon that item. And you complete the list from which it came. And now you will get a whole new series to do in the bank. And you get a whole bunch of them now, and they go back and forth, and they carom this way and that way, and you say, my God, how could I have missed this many RIs in this bank? Well, you could, of course, because they were all fixed in place by the bottom RIs. Now, what is an actual fact? The reason we don't go from the bottom of the bank to the top, that is quite important. It's because the goal is germane, part and parcel, to every RI in the bank. So therefore, if you start listing on the goal and opposing from the goal up, you tend to beef up the whole bank. Do you understand? You tend to throw every RI in the bank alive. As you start from the bottom up, you tend to throw all the later ones alive, and the PC can't reach them. And he will have a heavier bank, he will have heavier going, and he'll have far more difficulty because he'll just miss, 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 miss. Now, you would look at it at first glance, you say, well, look, you got your hands on the goal. It's very easy to oppose the goal and get the next item. And what's all this thing about opterms or terminals? They're very hard to find and so forth. Well, all that's very reasonable. Everything is reasonable about it except it doesn't work. You can theorize on it until the cows come home, and you'll find out that you always have a bad time trying to go from the bottom of an actual GPM to the top. And you have a rather easier time going from the top to the bottom. One of the reasons for this is the PC's trained on running GPMs by this time by implant GPMs, which are all backwards. He isn't putting his own GPMs in backwards now, but he rather tends to get the idea that you can go down them but not up them, because, of course, he's literally had thousands of implant GPMs put into him backwards. Well, that's one slight reason, not the real reason. The real reason is when you start in from the top, you are taking the burden off the actual GPM. It's the same thing as you're straightening up present time before you find backtrack. He'd always be more interested in those that are closer to present time, which is top, the later ones. He's almost more interested in the later ones than the earlier ones, so he get many more cognitions. And going down the bank this way, you get some of the most gorgeous tone arm actions and blowdowns which you ever cared to see in your life, going down a bank. But you don't get that same action coming up the bank. It's stickier. Now, it's hard enough to find the top of a GPM and go down the bank. This is hard enough without complicating it by making the whole bank beef up by trying to run it backwards. You very often will be in a horrible position of going up from the bottom and then going back to the bottom and think you're going on up the bank when you are not going on up the bank. you turn around and go down toward the bottom again. All kinds of wild variations occur. Now, what occurs when you do it properly, which is from the last formed our eyes to the goal, do it in that fashion as your first pass, what happens in that particular case is the PC will just go on down, and you would utterly be amazed at how many RIs he can miss on his progress down, but you have kicked the stuffings out of the bank by the time you're at the bottom of it. And that thing is limp. You probably can't even get the goal to read. You probably can't even get it to do anything industrious at all. You're handling a relatively inert proposition now, and your listings and so forth are, I shouldn't use the word easier, the listings are not so difficult. So the program on a PC's actual GPM is something like this. From a raw meat person, you get into the channel, the goals channel, through what you found as a service fact, listing goals against, but get into that goals channel. By goals channel, I mean your PC has 30 or so goals. He doesn't have very many. And he's got these goals, might be more than that, less than that, from PC to PC. But he's got these GPMs. And if you can get onto the sequence of the GPMs anyplace, you can then do goal opposes and bring the PC up the line and list the one in present time. Now, of course, that restimulates the PC more than if you found the present time GPM in the first place. But nevertheless, this is acceptable and doable, and you will get an enormous amount of tone arm action ordinarily in doing this, which is quite interesting. But you throw the bank more alive. It's a little harder to handle if you find something well on the back track. But that's all right. That's still acceptable. So long as you don't go completely knuckleheaded and try to run the far back track GPM. If you run anything in a far back track GPM, you are committed to a completion of it. And you will now have hell on your hands. You're running this fellow at trillions 100 with no reality on anything, and it doesn't have any application to his modern life. And here he is sitting here trying to solve his lumbosis, and the trouble with him in that lifetime is he was having trouble with his lightning bolts. You see, they never quite went on target. And honest, he doesn't have this as a present-time GPM. His present-time GPM is how not to get shocked when he puts his finger in the mains, don't you see? And he'll Hobson Jobson it over, but because his interest is so much closer to present time, he then tends to list on wide sweeps. And he will give you present time RIs on this past gold. And it just gets to be the awfulest mess. You can bring him through it, and he'll survive somehow. But it is very, very, very hard. It actually compounds the difficulty of running so great that it has been known for people just to back off and not audit the process. It's just too straining. And that strain comes from auditing the PC too far from his actual zone of interest. Now, why did you find this early, early, early GPM in the first place? Well, it must be a lock of some kind. The present-time GPM, of course, is a lock on it. But there must be some restimulative characteristic. It may be a dichotomy. See? Maybe his present-time GPM is to be a slave, you see? And this very ancient GPM, this very ancient, ancient, ancient GPM, so forth, is something on the order, is too free. See? Or something of this sort. Well, too free will lock up on to be a slave. So you find too free, because it's right there available. And it also seems to the PC to be safe to offer something up which is that far from anything that is wrong with him. It's a safe action. Now, if you started to run too free, and you just went pocket to pocket to pocket and started to run this thing, oh, man, you're going to be in trouble. It's going to be difficult. In the first place, you'll have to complete it. And it'll be very hard to do. And all of the PC's present time problems and worries are not being solved by auditing all during the time you were running it. So he's worried about his lumbosis in present time, and the GPM you're running has to do with getting people out from underneath lightning bolts or something like this, and it doesn't have any application, you see. So therefore, any goal that you find puts the PC in his goal's channel, and then don't run anything until you are sure that you have the PT goal. And go ahead and work now to obtain the PT goal. And when you're pretty sure you've got the PT goal, start running. And still be totally prepared to the horror of finding you're running a goal three back. So you still be prepared to find out that you've still erred here, but remember to finish the goal you started to run. Don't do anything else. Don't go off and leave it just because you found it was three back. Go ahead and run it, but you understand that it's going to be more difficult. Now you can move up into PT and move his, and find his actual PT goal and run it, don't you see? Be as careful as you can to find that present time GPM. Do everything you can to find that present time GPM, and then sit down to run something, which you hope is it. And then if it turns out not to be it, suddenly you go on and run what you found. You go ahead and find the present time GPM, but you run what you started to run. Otherwise, you're going to have your PC in trouble. Now, programming then comes up to that point of find any goal, move it on up with goal opposed till you get the present time GPM, be fairly sure as you can be, that you got the present time GPM, and then run it. And if it isn't the present time GPM, but the present time GPM now turns up, well, you go ahead and run what you started to run, and you finish that off, and you come back and find what you've now found is present time GPM. You understand? All right, and your next action is to start in listing from the top. And if it's the present time GPM, you'd better start listing the terminal. Don't list the op term on that first one. List for the terminal. And now move on down the bank as best you can, on down to the bottom, and get out the whole bottom of it. That is to say, the goal as an RI, what it opposes, its opposition into the next GPM, which requires that you will have found the next goal. So the actual fact is you clean out the whole bottom, find the next goal, oppose the top op term of the next goal. You understand now? Because you're listing now for the top op term of the next goal. But that's very easy. It's just who or what with the goal is an RI oppose. You have to have the goal in order to list that normally. In other words, you're going to find the next GPM. And you're going to make sure that you got all the items at the bottom of the GPM you're working on. And then you're going to roll up your sleeves in spite of the sales talks of the PC, in spite of all of his answers about how he's now interested in to be a snit and he's no longer interested in what you've just done. Of course, that looks dead and flat to him. Recognize that you've probably got 50% of its RIs unfound. You're going to go back up now, and you're going to find anything in it that ticks, and you'll find something that ticks inevitably, and recognize that the list from which it came is incomplete. Complete that list. It will give you now a rocket reading item. Nice rocket reading RI. Use that and start cross-opposing inside that bank. And I frankly don't care whether you go up or down, because you very often will think you're going up and you're going down. And very often think you're going down and you're going up. And you will be very surprised to suddenly find yourself in present time when you thought you were getting down to the bottom of the bank. All sorts of wild things happen on these repairs. But repair is essentially a very easy action. The only thing that is difficult about it and so on, as the PC sometimes becomes very exasperated because he doesn't seem to be able to get the item on the list. And that's just an auditor liability that you'll just have to face up to and come over with and be persuasive. PC was not really ARC breaking. The PC is just going to pieces from exasperation, as I've already told you about. But I've put it on the list. It's on the list a half a dozen times, you know. Tone arm has not given an adequate blowdown. You're still getting ticks. You're still getting dial-wide slashes that might be rocket reads and might not be, and so on as he lists. Obviously, the list is incomplete. Have to keep him listing somehow or another. But you'll find you'll eventually get that whole bank clean. That whole bank will all clean up and be very gorgeous and so forth. Then if you want to really polish the fingernails of the whole thing and so forth, why, give the auditing of that bank a prep check. And give the goal a prep check, too. Just polish it all up, see? You get terrific tone arm action, terrific gains. Every once in a while, you'll find your tone arm goes up and sticks very hard. And sometimes it sticks very hard simply because the PC's interest is in the next bank below. And the PC is busy selling. And all you have to do is call this to the PC's attention, and the tone arm will come down again. In other words, you already have found the top crust of this next GPM all the time you were doing this other action. So therefore, you're going to get a sales talk. And the PC will go out of session wondering what it is that confronts one-arm paper hangers or something like this, you see. And just what is it? And so on. He come back into session. Well, you just realize that his interest is actually on that next GPM. Why? Well, actually, you've got all the kick out of the one you're doing. It's just dog work finishing it up, you see. But if you don't finish it up, it's going to give you trouble from here on out. Then, when you've got it all cleaned up and so forth, go on down to your next GPM and do exactly the same thing with it. Go from the top of it to the bottom of it, and then come back up and clean it. Now, if there's two items ticking, always take the higher item. And on a repair, if there's two or more items ticking, take the one that is the highest in the bank, the closest to the top. Let's say you've got three items ticking in this bank as you survey your line plot. You read your line plot back to the PC, see, of this GPM that you're doing. And there's three items in it that go tick. Now, don't put your mid-roots in on these items. Don't try anything like that. Because if an item's got enough in it to hold the mid-roots out, it's something wrong with it, see. Mid-roods read because the things they're reading on are charged. So you've got three items. You're going over this line plot. This line plot is all finished by this time as far as everybody is concerned, as far as the PC is concerned, rather. Oh, he's through with this. He's got to get on to this next goal, you see. And that sort of thing. Well, you're just a very bad workman if you just leave it like that. So you go over that and you find that there's three items in it that are ticking as you read the line plot of items already found, you see, to the PC, three tick. And if you want to make your choice amongst these things, take the top one, the high one, the one that's closest to the top of the bank. And you'll find that if you do that, you won't have to worry about the other two, because as you go clang, clang, back and forth from one item to the next and so forth, these things will fly off and cease to be part of the list. You know, you've caught them on some other list as you went down the bank again, don't you see? And you still have to check over the existing line plot now for ticking items, but very shortly you won't have anything ticking in that GPM. It'll be really dead. It'll be a gone story. It'll be history. Now's the time to do the next one. Now, you're working back with this from present time into the past, GPM by GPM. I could call your attention to a lot of lectures about GPMs. People think maybe they're ideas, and they think they're this and that. Well, so's a block of concrete an idea. If you had an idea of an electric blanket, beautifully short-circuited, that was about 35 feet long by about 3 feet thick by about 15 feet wide, or 10 feet wide, if you had an idea of that, coal black, or fuzzy black, with gray undertones and sometimes gray and so forth, this object, which you actually could build out of here out of plaster Paris or something that looked just exactly like one, you see, this object is a PC's actual GPM. That's not the series of GPMs. That's one actual GPM. It's pretty remarkable. Now, he gets these out of sequence sometimes, and you as an auditor in listing can yank them out of sequence and maul them around most gorgeously. So that, let us say, we have a carpet of these electric blankets laid out here, which stretches about a mile. They're distant one from each other, but we've got this straight carpet reaching here, and here is present time, and back at the bottom of that is the earliest past, you see? Now, you start listing, and you start making a bunch of mistakes, and you take the first, the one that's third from the beginning of track, see? You take that one, and you yank it up into present time and insert it between the last two from present time back, see? Now, we got sort of three sitting here. Now, we crisscross items and make a big mistake in accepting the wrong item, and it's from another GPM and that sort of thing. And it turns out that we have an item from the fourth one back. Now, we pull that one and we pile it up on top of these three up here in present time. Now, you do a nice case analysis on the thing. You straighten all this out, and those two of those three separate out and park over here to the left, you see, about 25 yards away from the PC. They're sort of sitting there quietly. Now, as you start doing some more, you find some more wrong items on the one that's 10 back, don't you see? And accidentally get into this. As you list goals, the PC gives you one that's 10 back. He doesn't give you the third one back. He gives you one 10 back. So you industriously run this, you see, and you find the wrong items in it, and then it sort of goes out of gear, and he says that's very far in the past. So actually, he tries to push that into the past. So it goes back there now where these three that are out here 25 yards away should be. Get the idea. I mean, you think you're running thought, but you're not. It's just longshore sort of work, and you find them in wrong sequences, and you will. They pile up on the PC this way and that way, and they jam this way and that way, and they go here and they go there. Now, in the course of livingness, he very often has found new use for the goal to be a god. See, he joined a church or something. And he found new use for this thing, and so on, and he pulled it out of line somewhere in the thing, and he's sort of using some of its RIs, you see. And it's been hauled up grossly over the track, and it sits up here in present time also. So he's been at it, and an auditor in the process of being at it, he gets at it. And the next thing you know, we don't have these big blocks of something or other lying out here to a mile or two away, you see. We've got these things scattered all over the doggone place. And if you do a bad job on that, this one is half run, that one's a quarter run. This one is over here re-stimulated. There are four chunks missing out of that one. And then the PC is stuck squarely in the middle of the fifth one back while you're running the second one back. It's all very interesting. But it is a mechanical proposition. It's as though you took the PC and maybe you made these things out of India rubber, you see, and poison gas or something. And you had them stacked around, actually, quite innocuous. But it's something like diving into tar pits, you know, or something like this. It's that physically a fact. Okay? You're not running an idea. Okay? You're running a thing. And this thing has mass, man, and it has location and space and everything else. Now, the big joy is when you do this thing, program rightly, you had the right goal, you found the items and so forth, you'll see this meter start going every once in a while. It's just repeating rocket reads. What's happening there? One of these blankets is folding up. And it's very funny. Once in a while, a PC, as his perception rises, he runs stone blind on this. You know, he just thinks there's this room here, you know, and there's nothing else in the universe. Sometimes you run two, three GPMs before he starts seeing these things. You know? There's this great big the further they are back on the track, by the way, the bigger they are. These present time ones are little dinky things, Woolworth, you know. And he's looking at this, and there's this huge mass, and it's going Shake, 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 quiver, 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 quiver. It's discharging out there. It's not discharging, fortunately, through you, through his meter, through the meter in his body, see? But it's going, you know, and sort of just wisping away, you know? And it'll stop doing that. And you find another item, you know? It's at it again, you know? He feels like sometimes he's been sitting in a blown-up toy balloon and somebody's letting the air out of it, and so forth. The physical sensations of these things going down are quite remarkable. And these things go shudder, shudder, shake, and they disappear and fly off into the far horizons. And they eventually disappear. But when you half-run one, you half-leave one. It only shakes out to a point where it went, blah. And it's still got left on it. Bleh, see? And you sometimes don't get that last bleh until you prep check it or repair it, you see. Sometimes you repair it, you'll get it. Sometimes when you prep check it, you'll get it. But eventually it'll just all go bleh. It isn't what happens to the mass. The marvel of it is that it stayed suspended in time to this degree. And that's all under the heading of how a GPM is formed. Of course, that's postulate, counterpostulate, the anatomy of the problem, the basic way these things were scouted out and discovered empirically. All of that material is germane to this thing. But there's these black islands. And the earlier they are on the track, the bigger they are. And, of course, it's much better to have the PC tackle a small island, apply Scientology Zero, than it is something he can't even see the other side of. Now, sometimes he'll look down the track when he's looking when he shouldn't have been, you know. And he looks down the track, and you've just been listing something or other. You've been listing some goal opposed lists. And he sort of reaches down the track to see what that is. And I do mean reach, you know. Just looking won't do too much, but he sort of reaches down. And all of a sudden, one of these things will appear back there, see? And it's about 50 yards long and so on. It's backtracked. It's almost frightening. The whole thing goes alive, you see, because he raked his Thetan paw across it. You can do this same thing to an implant GPM. It's standing there, all beautiful. There are these little poles. I don't know at what cost, you know, and what industry. And the devotion of these fellows, you know, it's marvelous. God, laboring out there in the hot Sunday night. Anyhow, these little poles all along and the little path and that sort of thing, and it looks quite innocent in the facsimile, see? And the PC will stand there and look at it, and then you'll ask him what goal is down at the end of it, and he'll sort of rake his paw through it, down to the end of it, and it all goes black. What he's done is reactivate his own suppress in the thing, and all the items go live all the way down to the end of the thing. It looks like a black carpet has suddenly been laid out here between these two poles. And if he does it again, why, even the poles will disappear. It isn't very heavy. It isn't very massive. It's fairly easy to handle, as you know, in running an implant line plot. But you get the same effect in your actual GPMs, except in your actual GPMs, it is not just somebody throwing some old black cloth out on the road, you see. It's something on the order of a non-existent island that nobody ever heard of, black, writhing, and vicious, suddenly appears in the sky of the PC's own environment. Where'd it come from? So forth. Actually, he's usually quite tame about these things. The only time a PC normally gets nervous after he's up to being able to see them, of course, his confront must have been fairly well raised before he does that. The only thing that makes him nervous is to be sitting in one that is warped around him in some fashion, and he can feel a creak. And you'll probably hear more of that word because nothing else describes it. It's all the corners are going out of adjustment of everything. Creak. And it's this creak, you know, and he's sitting in the middle of this thing, and there's another one over there someplace, and there's another one over there someplace, and he feels his face is sort of dividing in half, and he can feel this fantastic tension and stress. Something is trying to go south while something else is trying to go north. He feels his chin is being worn on his forehead, you see, something like this, you know, it's all creak. he can feel these horses, you see. That's under the heading of bypass charge of one kind or another. It's non-identified charges in his immediate vicinity. The only thing that really permits you to run an actual GPM is what a new subject entirely, and you'll hear more of this because you'll get the list, called case analysis. Analysis. Just let's call it analysis. Because there's a broad case analysis. There is a GPM analysis. That is the state of the case versus GPMs and goals, that sort of thing. There's that broad case analysis. Then there's the analysis for one goal. There's the analysis for, you know, about its items and all this sort of thing. Then there's the analysis of an item. Analyses. This is a word that you're going to hear a lot of because it's a saving grace and it's a new development which you will just thank your stars for. Just like you have often thanked your stars for an ARC break assessment list, so you'll thank your stars even more so for one of these, because the PC isn't necessarily ARC broke, he's just in trouble. You don't know what's going on. And man, these things are so complicated that it's just, makes your brains creak. But actually, the questions which you ask are very few. The number of things are very, very brief. So if you find an RI, you do an RI analysis on it. Oh, you give it to the PC and let it blow down and everything else. But before you do anything with that RI, you'd let the PC accept it and cognite on it. But before the auditor accepts that thing, he's got to do an RI analysis. He's got to find out about this thing. He wants to know if he's bypassed any RIs. He wants to know if it came off an incomplete list. He wants to know if the wording in it is correct, or if the wording in it is incorrect. He wants to know if it is in its proper position in the bank. In other words, he wants to know all about this, all right. And if he gets a big crack and big read, then he saved himself for more grief than you can shake a stick at. He wants to know if from proper goal. He wants to know if it makes sure it doesn't belong to some other GPM. Get the idea? It's a little list of about 8 or 10 questions, and you just rattle those off at the PC, and the PC will think, you'll think at first that it's invalidative of the PC's item. Well, it may be invalidative of the PC's item, but it saves the PC's life. And you'll find all of the problems which we had with running actual GPMs before evaporate under this analysis idea. Because we don't then find an item from the GPM that's 3/4 of the way down the track and pull it up into PT, don't you see, and then oppose that crosswise, and then get that wrong way too, and pull all the mass in on the PC. That's because we want to know all about this item before we use it. Want to know all about the thing. Similarly, a goal. We want to know all about this goal. We want to know if it's an implant goal or it's an actual goal. We want to know if it's also an implant goal. You see, and an actual goal, because we might be running into something here sooner or later. PC inevitably will start to list out of the implant goal sooner or later, and he'll give us some item or two out of the implant goal. And if we're running an actual GPM, we don't want that other item just because it's rocket reading. Of course, that's small matter, but it's got creak in it. If he's got the actual GPM, it is also hung up against the implant GPM. You're not going to bother with the implant GPM, but you want to know it's there. Because it's bypass charge if it isn't. I can see you now with a raw meat PC sitting down in a fatherly fashion on this dear old lady that you're running actual GPMs on and say, well now, Mrs. Smith, I think it's about time I told you about the birds and bees. Once upon a time, a long time ago, some people probably got mad at everybody or did something or other, and they put a goal in just like this, but which isn't your goal. And you'll see a tone arm blow down on the thing. Then you can do such things. Case analysis is vital because you can get into, even with case analysis, such an idiocy as this. You start into the next GPM. You suddenly find out, because it's behaving wildly, you think you find out that it's a wrong goal. And then you do some more, and then you get some charge off by finding some more items off of some other GPM, don't you see? And then you come back and find out that it was a right goal in the first place. So analysis saves the PC's life. But don't expect an analysis to be totally, completely valid. And let me show you for this reason. I'm not trying to invalidate an analysis. Analysis reads there's something wrong, that's for sure. Let me show you something now. Let's take this. Here's why an analysis doesn't work. Now, I'm going to hold this crayon here. And you can't see any crayon here above this meter tall now, can you? See? All right. Now, there's just this much of the answer showing, and it isn't going to register on your meter worth a darn, because look at here, see? You just got this little tip showing. See that? All right. Now, if you ran some more and got some more charge off, this would happen. Oh, you say it's a crayon. See? Or you say, oh, yes. See? More charge. These things are more visible. So you get the idea. The case totally charged, you don't even see the tip of this crayon. See? No tip at all. See? You see nothing. So you ask the meter, is this a right goal? Is there a goal? Does the PC have an actual goal? Blank, 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 you see? There's nothing. I mean, there's not enough charge of it off. The thing is still too heavily burdened for even the meter to see, much less the PC. Meter sees before the PC, in any event. And then we finally get up to here, and we're doing a case analysis, or we're doing a goal analysis or something. And actually, it's just the burden is off of it, just to the point where you can just see this little tip over the edge of the meter, see? Over the edge of this box here, see? It has got this tip showing. Now, you tell me, if you didn't know already, what is that tip? What's this scrap of metal that is showing above this box edge? Well, you can ask, is it a right goal? Is it a wrong goal? Is it an upside-down goal? Is it an earlier goal? Is it we bypassed a goal and so forth? And we might even know, you know, we're assuming that it might even be something that we don't even know what it is. Because, you see, it isn't enough in view. But if we keep running and keep getting tone arm action on the case, these things then, well, you get it up this high, you get it up this high, you say it's crayon. Okay? It's now visible to the meter. Okay? Now visible. So you read your analysis, you see. Is it a right goal? Is it a wrong goal? You see, is it we bypassed the GPM here and so forth, and everything reads and smartly. Is this a correct goal? You know, bag, everything reads like mad. It's all gorgeous, so forth. Of course, you unburden it just a little bit further, and the PC can see it and tell you. It's totally in sight. So the more a case is overburdened, the more a case is restimulated, the less visible it is to analysis. See? So if your analysis goes until you get an ARC break, you've got the violence of the ARC break riding on top of, this is a problem in overstimulation. See, you've got this riding on top of something that wasn't very visible in the first place. See, you say, is this a right item? Is this an op term? Is this a terminal? Is this your own item, or is this something you oppose? The meter's just going zoop, no answers on the thing, and there's nothing happening, don't you see? I mean, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell about this. Got the idea? So you'll find that the only time analysis is trying to you is you haven't got enough in sight. You haven't taken enough burden off the case. Got it? So therefore, we get a rule for this and other reasons. We already have an auditor's code thing about flattening the process. And, you know, not too much change of process. You can put one there to complete, given available time, to complete process cycles of action begun on the PC. Now you'll see that in that wording or otherwise, added to the auditor's code. This is this important. Given available time to complete Process, cycles of action, begun on the PC. Oh, that probably could take a 5-hour lecture all in itself, see? But I'll tell you what it is, and I'll just put it down here in terms of emphasis rather than verbosity. This little demonstration I gave you might not look like much, but it'll look like an awful lot to you sitting there someday trying to sweat it out on the meter, trying to Ouija board this meter. Is this a correct goal? Is it an incorrect goal? What have we done? Have we bypassed the GPM? PC's going creak, you know, and oh my God, and there's force and power, and he's upset, and so forth. Remember that if you can get this case a little less restimulated in that particular area by removing charge, your meter will read better. So you get a rule of thumb action. A rule of thumb action. And your rule of thumb action must always amount to: do a case analysis and then complete what you are doing before you did it. Very important. If you can understand that, it will save you more grief than anything else I know of in doing actual GPMs for the PC. PC's going creak. You're listing. You're listing. You've been listing. You were opposing catgut in the goal swiddle pump. See. And here you are, and you're listening for that, and the case is going creak. Oh, awful time. Awful time, man. You now do a case analysis. And it tells you you're running a wrongly worded go. Goal's wrongly worded. Now, to run a wrongly worded goal makes it very difficult. Very, very difficult. In fact, it'll be upsetting. What you want to do is get the right wording of the goal if you possibly can, if you can do it rapidly. It's just like ARC break assessments, see? Get the right wording of the goal, and then go back to opposing catgut. You got that now? This doesn't sound like much to you right now. See, I give you a broader application out of the PC. Says, but that must have been a wrong item for this, and it must have been a wrong item for that. No, you were. This was where he was hung up. You got an enormous amount of relief, and you say, all right, well, the goal was to spoodle path, not to squiddle dunk, you see? So, oh, well, we better list for the top op term now of the new goal to squiddle path, you know, the new goal. Oh, brother. That PC of being more trouble and wrapped around more telegraph poles. Why? Just the factor of over-restimulation. You're encouraging over-restimulation by not completing a cycle of action. It requires some judgment. But this item was already supposed to be in that goal, and it probably is, it is, and that sort of thing, but you've got a half-completed list there. You haven't completed the list. There it is. It now belongs to a differently worded goal, but it's there. It's there, and it's catgut that you complete. Do a case analysis, remedy, rectify, or identify any charge you care to, and then go back and do what you were doing. And the only real serious trouble you will have from running a PC's actual goals and making an OT will be at those minutes when you knuckleheaded and you did a case analysis and followed the case analysis. You did a case analysis and then followed out the actions of the case analysis. Then you did a case analysis and you followed out the actions of the case analysis. And we got half a bank line plotted here on a GPM. And then all of a sudden this PC's going creak. He's got the creaks, you see. Real bad. And we do a case analysis. We analyze this thing. Is this the present time GPM? Is it actually not the present time GPM? Oh, see, the thud, see. Oh, there's another present time GPM. Like this thing showed as the present time GPM. Well, there was some reason it showed as the present time GPM. There was some reason you were fooled about this. And you didn't find out about it until you removed some charge off the case, you know. We took the burden off by running the GPM we thought was the present time GPM, don't you see? So now supposing we've got half of this line plot of what we thought was, and we find there's a new present time GPM. There's a later one. And we depart from the one which is two back from present time, and we start now listing the new GPM. And we leave the other one undone. Oh, oh, oh. It might have occurred that you did this and you audited perfectly fine the next day and you did perfectly all right the day after. And then about the fourth or fifth day, something starts going quite wrong with the session. Things just aren't running right. And you don't look back there 4 days to the point where you abandoned a GPM that was half run. You don't look back there. You look into your, you see, I mean, you would ordinarily just look in, interiorized into the session you're running, you see, to that degree, and you'd be looking into this to find out what's wrong and what have we found wrong and that sort of thing. And we do another case analysis and we... It doesn't show up on the case analysis, and we don't know what to do, and it's not running well, and we don't seem to be able to find the PPGPMs, don't you see? And its items, we don't seem to find its items well. You get the idea. Answers back there 4 days. You half ran one. Sometimes you get into a nervous fit of throwing away the PC's line plots. You start in with a top up term, and you carry the bank down about 10 items. And then you find out there was something wrong with it all, and you start in all over again, throw away that line plot, see? And then you start in with the next one, and you find a high item, and you go all the way down with that high item. Then you find out there's something wrong with the thing, see? So you throw away that line plot. And what you don't realize is every time you throw away the PVCs, look, they were his items. They might not have been the central RIs or something of the sort. They were his items. And you're just bypassing that much charge on the PC just by the action of throwaway's items. If you don't believe it sometimes, take a lock item that you have found on the PC and you thought it is, and put it down in front of the PC written on a piece of paper and X it out. Say, well, that isn't your item. I'm very sorry. That wasn't it. And watch the ARC break. ARC break a PC just like that. He didn't care anything about biannuated coffee grinders. See, he cared nothing about this right up to the moment when you said it wasn't his item. Because you bypassed any residual charge that was in it. It isn't his super ownership of the item. You've just bypassed the charge. You invalidated the item. You said it didn't exist. So you've hung him up in just that much charge. Well, it was already a wrong item, so you hung him up in the charge of a wrong item. Now you've hung him up not only the charge of the item, but, the additional charge of the wrong item. Take a PC's line plot sometime after you've listed a lot of lock items accidentally and say, well, that's that, and wad it up. And throw it on the floor. And you just watch the PC go right straight through his skull. He won't know what's hit him. Well, that's just one of the reasons you shouldn't throw away the PC's line plot. But when you do, Now you've got this new thing called case analysis, see? And here's what auditors have been doing, because it pushes into sight what has happened to actual GPMs. And this is, by the way, is not an isolated malady. This malady was good and broad, and this malady was sufficiently broad to make it impossible, really, almost, to make an OT. It was good and broad. They would do a case analysis, however they did it. They'd find out, you see, that it wasn't, see, in some jackleg fashion, find out there was something wrong, see? And then follow the analysis. Whenever they found out something wrong, then they'd follow the analysis and only go on from what they'd found in the analysis. Perfectly all right to put right what you found wrong in the analysis, don't you see? Perfectly all right. As long as you remember to come back and complete the action you were doing before the analysis was done. You must always, I appeal to your humanity, and if you're upscale high enough so we haven't got any of that, to your good sense. And if you're feeling awful shy on that during some session, I appear to your allergy of randomity. And if your tolerance of randomity has gotten very, very high indeed, so that you don't worry about that particularly, well, I appeal to your intentions to do some good for the PC. Now, all it does is add up to just this and nothing more. But a case analysis is there to take the creek out. It's not there to follow. It's like an ARC break assessment. We're doing this goal to free. We've done 4 items out of it. Not misguidedly, we did the bottom and the top or something stupid, see? We got the 2 at the bottom and the 2 at the top or something. That's pretty wild. That'll turn a blank. That tries, a GPM will never come around totally circle, but it will pick it up and bend the whole item. Let's say we've done something like this, and then we do a case analysis, and we find out that there are several goals up to PT, and the goal up there is to be a slave. And we drop to free, and we do and start in on the slave. Tell me, who is going to destimulate what you have just done? You're now running with all that extra charge in the bank. It isn't going to wreck your PC. It's just going to make your PC feel horrible, however. It's going to make him hard to audit. He's going to sort of be draggy about it. He's going to feel like life just isn't worth living. There's a lot of things that go wrong, but they all go wrong from this single thing. They don't always go wrong simply because you've done wrong actions. PCs can live through a wrong action or two. See, they can live through some wrong actions. But they can't live through, in this actual GPM running, leaving cycles of action incomplete. It can get awfully, awfully, awfully grim. So the rule of thumb on it is do a case analysis, do an item analysis, do any other kind of analysis that you're doing, and then go back and do what you were doing. Find out anything you want to by case analysis. Straighten out these things, and sometimes the creek is so great that you can't progress unless you do a case analysis of some kind or another. Anything that you want to do in the line of a case analysis, or straighten up the case, or straighten up this thing. And after you've done all of that, go back and complete the action you were doing before you found it out. And, man, you will be in very, very small quantities of trouble compared to the enormous difficulties that you can get into otherwise. Now, all those difficulties actually stem not so much from the auditor's inability to follow the process or read the meter. We assume those things exist, don't you think? But it's just from the fact that he's always chasing. He's supposed to be after the deer, and by God, those rabbits cut across that deer track, and there he goes. And another rabbit cuts across that rabbit's deer track, you know, that rabbit's track, and away he goes on that track. And then all of a sudden a deer track crosses that rabbit track, you see, so he's after that deer. And then a dog crosses the deer track, and he's after that dog. And the next thing you know, he isn't even in the woods. And he looks up, and there isn't even a PC in front of him. And he wonders what happened. But what happened was he just didn't complete cycles of action. If there's any difficulty generated in any case, why, it's from that. Now, there's a knuckleheaded way of following this rule. This rule can be followed in a very knuckleheaded fashion. Determine, after you have not completed the cycles you were doing, but did follow the case analysis. Let's say you've been following case analysis and doing everything the case analysis has been doing on a case. So you've done some kind of a case analysis, and then you've done what it said, and then you've followed the case analysis and done what it said, and so forth. And you've been doing this for a long time. And you decide at this particular time to now be good. You're going to be good, and you're going to do right, and so forth. And you abandon a half-done list on a half-done GPM and go back and do the first unfinished cycle of action that you can find. This, too, can produce chaos. PC, by this time, has had that earlier action pretty well destimulated. It's sort of drifted out by reason of time or something, you see. And yet, all of a sudden, you'll find out the PC will stop running. The tone arm will freeze up and everything else because you've added that to the restimulation of what you're just abandoning. And what you see in this knuckleheaded way of following is that you don't realize that you're abandoning the largest zone and area of charge, don't you see? To go back and put his attention on charge he now doesn't have. So repairing a case over a series of goofed up actions on the basis that you must take the first time the case was goofed up and repair that now as a means of answering up to this rule, you'll find out that doesn't work. You'll just get in more trouble than you can shake a stick at. So you should complete the cycle of action which is most ready to hand, in which the PC seems to be interested if you've got that kind of a case. And you'll get that kind of a case because you're St. Hilaire's here. And they're going to be dragged in, ambulances backing up, that sort of thing, come in on crutches. And they'll be wanting to know. You'll find out that an auditor in 1962 will find the gold spit. And then listed it all backwards, and it mostly has in it items from the goal to catch catfish. And the PC's been doing very, very poorly since. And it'd be a great temptation on your part to say, well, let's finish up this goal to spit and get this thing straightened out, because that's the earliest incompleted cycle of action. Well, that is all very well, but remember, the PC is halfway through the bank to spat. Or to not spit right at the present time, don't you see? The thing to do when you're faced with a quandary of that character is just take an assessment of interest. Where's the PC's interest seem to be? And then make the auditor be good from there on. You see, there's a point where you start completing cycles of action. That's my whole point to you here. And you can get so knuckleheaded as to make this an unworkable rule. Let's complete the cycle of action of 1950. What engram wasn't run on the PC and completed in 1950? PC's halfway through a GPM. Of course, put in those terms, it becomes absolutely ridiculous. But nevertheless, it can be ridiculous at a lesser gradient. You say, well, now I'm going to be good. I'm going to take the first GPM that was found on this PC. Now, I'm going to stop working on these GPMs that we've been working on and trying to find the present time goal. I think what I really ought to do with this PC is go back and finish off this goal that was first run on this PC in 1962. Don't blame me if you find yourself with a handful of overstimulation and a stuck TA. Now, you pick these things up in turn. The way to do that is to go back and finish them off as they turn up. Just go on and run the case. And you'll find out these old flubs will turn up in their own order. Somebody has run the goal to be stir-crazy. They run it a quarter of the way. They ran it that way. Got a lot of wrong stuff in it, messed it all up, so forth. It'll eventually turn up on the track. After all, you're going back down the track, you'll eventually run into the goal. It'll be stir crazy. We'll repair it when it turns up. You can defeat the rule, then, by making the rule the reason why you won't complete the cycle of action you're involved with. You have to use some good sense with regard to this thing. Now, of course, there's some more judgment involved in such a rule, as you find the item you were listing against is a wrong item. Go ahead and try to complete that cycle of action. That's too intimate an error, don't you see? You're trying to do this item roofs, and it's actually chimneys. Am I listing against a wrong item? Well, yeah, you're listing against a wrong item. Obviously, the incomplete list was the one which was not completed just before this. So you have to complete that list before you can complete your cycle of action, you see, in order to follow it through. You got the idea. So there's some judgment used in this. You find your main trouble comes from doing an analysis, then abandoning the cycle of action on which you're engaged, and then following the analysis. And you'll find out in training auditors and in handling auditors here and there that you find out that's to be their worst crime. They're rabbit chasing. They're just rabbit chasing. They do a case analysis and they find out that, oh, there's a wrong item in this bank. You see, oh, my God, it's clear back up to the top of the thing. See, that's why the PC's ARC broke or something of the sort. Got some creak. The wrong item up at the top of the bank. See? All right, they want to go right, leave this item, which they're doing, down here toward the bottom of the bank. They're almost to the bottom of this thing. See, almost got this first program step out of the road. See, and they're going to back up and they're going to complete that item up there. Oh, slap, naughty, naughty. Well, they say that the PC's going creak and he's all ARC broke. Well, all right, just tell him there's a wrong item up there. He says, I wonder which one it is. Well, all right, I'll tell you. That one. Wagon wheels. We didn't complete a list. The list wagon wheels. Now, wagon wheels is your item, but there happens to be a more fundamental item from that list. All right, now we're going back down here, and we're going to complete this next to the last item that we were doing. See? It's just that. That's all you do. See? All right, there's three more goals for present time. Well, where are they? What are they? What are they? That wasn't part of the bargain, man. If you don't have to know them, don't find them. That's just adding re-stimulation. You've got three goals toward present time. This wasn't your present time goal. It wasn't your present time goal. The one we're doing right now isn't your present time goal. There's three more up to present time. Oh, there are? What are they? Oh, gee. See, big sell, big sell. You always get this, you see. Big sell. What are these things? Well, you put the PC's attention on it. What are these things? What are the goals? Shouldn't we list? Look, I've got some items right here. I've got some goals right here. Here's some goals. Here's some goals, you see? And you say, good, I'll make sure you make a note of those. But the creek will disappear, and that's all you want to get rid of. You thought you were doing the PT goal? There are three more goals between where you are working and PT. You go right on, then. Point this out. Straighten it out. Straighten out anything you want to do with it. You know, pat it in the head, square it around. Let him tell you what he wants to do about it. And go out and complete the GPM you are doing. I don't care how much creak there appears to be on it. You got that one out of the road? Remember, there was some reason it was in your road. There was some reason why it turned up first. And in making any case analysis, remember there was some reason why you got the wrong item. You got the goal out of sequence. See, there's some reason for this. Must be that the visibility was awful poor that morning. It must have been that the re-stimulation to which the case was susceptible at that particular zone or area threw this goal up before it threw up the present time goal. So this goal must be in more re-stimulation than the present time goal. You get the idea? Are you going to off and leave this thing? Oh, hell, man, don't do things like that. Make me nervous, just the thought of it. As long as you remember that guiding principle. Do a case analysis, an item analysis, a goal analysis, anything you want to do. Straighten out anything you want to straighten out by reason of the analysis, so long as it doesn't take too long and doesn't bring much restimulation onto the case. Always the restimulation is the factor you've got to figure here. See? You're trying to get rid of restimulation, so you're trying to destimulate. You do too much about it, and you're going to re-stimulate more than you had before. And then don't follow the analysis. Go back and complete your cycle of action. And if you keep doing that, man, you're going to be an auditor. And you're going to get terrific results with your PCs running these actual GPMs. We are blessed with a case analysis. We are cursed with rabbit dogism. You see, the PC's interest goes to the case analysis, don't you see? There's lots of things, reasons why an auditor is persuaded not to do this. The PC's interest goes there. The auditor's interested in there. That damn thing is in my road. It was just the case was just in the PC's road up to this time, see? Now what he finds, it's in his road as an auditor. This is what was making the case go creak. They had this goal line crossways up here or something like that, see? The auditor, he tends to fixate on this. And, of course, he's always interested in new things. And he doesn't want to go back and do hard work, you know, just carrying up bricks. He wants to get bricks up and make it all look pretty, you know, that sort of thing. And there's lots of reasons. The PC will sit there, sell, 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 sell. God, you'd think they'd taken a course at Dale Carnegie sometime. Oh, well, if I just really knew what this goal was, if I just knew what the next goal was, that would be much better, and then so forth, and so forth, and so forth. Agree with them perfectly. Keep the Ritzer line in. Complete the cycle of action you were already on. Boy, you won't be in very much trouble. A PC is in a heavy state of restimulation as he starts to climb this hill. It's a very steep hill to climb anyhow, and therefore must be climbed with considerable care. Now, the processes we're doing at the level of going to OT are not processes that are handled clumsily or badly. Somebody's can't audit, you know, and you've got him doing something like this. Man, it's just, wow, can't make it, see. No, this is a skilled operation as you go to OT, and I don't care how much you emphasize that skill. Because the amount of gain that you can get on a PC at level 2 or at level 1 is now greater than it's ever been by these most elementary processes. So you have a perfectly right, good right, to demand that somebody run the process with which they can get gains and that an auditor be confoundedly awful doggone good before he starts climbing this hill of the actual GPMs. You let somebody do that, he's going to have nothing but loses. PC's going to be wrapped around telegraph poles and so forth. This is a skilled area. This is a skilled operation with magnitude. You got R1C, you got R2H, you got R3SC. I don't know how long they could run on R3SC. You got your lower levels and so forth. What can be done today in the field of healing is absolutely phenomenal. Staff auditor's been... He's getting intolerably insouciant. If he keeps this up, we're going to be in very bad condition around here. We won't have auditing rooms or anything else. They'll be standing out here on stretchers. The last couple of raw meat cases that we tackled, medical miracles. His insouciance is going to the part of running R1C with a little black and white processing thrown in. I think that's very cute. That's insouciance. Got rid of somebody's arthritis. Solution to the illness is all, you see, that sort of thing. Bang, bang, bang. We're getting very hot in these particular departments. Well, now look, if a partially trained auditor has processes of that character available to him, and if achievements of that level can be attained through lower level processes such as we've covered in this particular series of lectures, I see no reason whatsoever why somebody would want to commit suicide by trying to walk the hill of an actual GPM without proper training as an auditor. So I'm asking you to discourage it. I'm asking you to snap and pop and get right up there to a point where you can do it. But I'm also asking you to just trod thoughtfully on the instep of auditors. Say, oh, I got to find somebody's goal and so forth. There's really fine goals. Fine goals, man. Well, why don't you cure some broken legs or something like that, you know? There's plenty for you there to do. You have plenty of ways to get gains. Why do you want to tackle this hill? Why don't you get some wins and learn how to audit, that sort of thing, and then we'll let you find some goals and go upstairs. That's the way to handle this sort of thing. Otherwise, you're going to have lots of casualties, because this is the area where casualties are made. This is the raw living lightning that you're handling. And you start going up this hill, and you start letting somebody go up this hill who hasn't yet found out how you grasp the handle of the toy wagon. He's not going to have trouble. He's going to have Armageddons. He is going to be living in the middle of the worst catastrophes possible that you could hand out with Scientology Zero. So don't minimize it. We've developed processes which are above the level of the PC to tolerate errors made in. We're awful good at it. We got this stuff grooved. It can't be done without training and good sense. All right, well, that's the wrap-up of a lot. The only thing we haven't covered is Scientology 5. We covered that to some tiny degree. We said it was that level of Scientology from which all other levels of Scientology came. That's good enough. So that actually gives you a total roundup of this. Thank you very much.